Welcome back. Joe Gigante, 9:35 on this Thursday morning, talking to State Representative Dave Murphy about an awesome event going on in Appleton this weekend, not canceled. Matter of fact, I was looking at the weather on the break. Looks like it's going to be beautiful weather for the weekend, too. So a great time to do it. Maybe just a slight, you know, chance of rain here and there, but for the most part, sunny and beautiful. I mean, 7%, right? So a great way to get out, enjoy. Going to be awesome music. You were telling us right before the break, and I want to make sure people heard, you've got some other events planned Saturday, including a Gaelic Mass. And I've not been to one, so I don't know if what makes it, I assume it's a different music, or how is it different than the normal Mass?
Yeah, sure. The special musicians, they're actually having people come in, a priest that will be able to do some of the Mass in Gaelic.
Oh, wow, that's
for instance. And yeah, so it'll be a pretty cool event. We're having some live feeds. There's one 3:30 on Friday afternoon from Dublin, Ireland, with Kevin Newland, who is a professor at Notre Dame University in Dublin, talking about the Irish experience in America. There's genealogy. There are Irish dancers. If you bring your kids along on in the afternoon on Saturday, there is tin flute they're going to teach to the kids, and just a lot of really neat events.
It should be a lot of fun. So Friday and Saturday starts. You said gates open at, or people can arrive at 4. If they're there before the gates open at 5, they get in for free on Friday. You can find more, by the way, at Irish Fest. FoxCities.com is the website. Irish Fest,
exactly.
With a T at the end, FoxCities.com. They've got the lineup. And look, matter of fact, it looks like Gaelic Storm is playing both Friday and Saturday. I don't know if I'll get down. I'm going to be in Appleton on Friday for a different event, so I'm going to try to get over to hear. So I'd love to hear some of these other Irish bands that are going to be there. But a great way to get out. Going to be beautiful weather. It's going to be fairly warm and sunny. And a great way also, again, to help the local businesses and get people out talking to one another. Something that doesn't, we don't seem to do that much anymore.
Yeah, I found your segment before you and I were talking when Dr. Jill Biden asked the woman about her kids going back to school. It's almost the same thing. It's the fact that people want to be out there with other folks and you know, we're really missing the personal connections that we've had in the past.
Oh, and it's vital, but people try to pretend it's not. But look, human interaction isn't it? It's not like this fun thing that we want to try. It's a necessity. I mean, people need to be able to have that, and again, to get over the fear. Now, look, if you're immunocompromised or you're high risk, make the decisions you want to make. But if you're healthy and you want to go out, here's a great way to do it. And I appreciate you drawing it to my attention, Dave. And now, before I let you go, two quick things. One, I don't know if I formally registered this with you, but I want to see if we can have an inquiry into why the Outback is closed in Appleton, because I take that personally, but I wouldn't really use government money on that. I'm just having a little fun.
I will draw legislation to get that taken care of.
Well, in that case, then you should mandate it that it should be within 5 driving miles of my home. But anyway, because now it's 101 miles. It's just a little too much. But on a more serious note, you are part of the Campaign and Elections Committee. You've been part of the work that's being done and continues to be done. You were one that went out to Arizona to see what's going on there. How, in your estimation, there's what you're doing, there's the Gableman situation, and then there's the Legislative Audit Bureau. Do you think real progress is being made? What can the merry band of regulars that are listening do to help make sure that this is done thoroughly and completely? Because it certainly seems, and again, for the record, I'm saying this, not Dave Murphy, it certainly seems that the obstacle himself, Robin effing Voss, is continuing to be the slow walker that's making this difficult to get to the final answers.
Well, progress is being made, Joe. I really believe that. On the other hand, is it being made fast enough, and is it being made thoroughly enough? I think that's a very good question. I'm very happy to have the Audit Bureau come back with their report, and I think it will be very helpful, but I don't know that it solves every problem that we have.
Well, and again, we were told that we're going to get a full, that Robin was on board with a full forensic cyber audit. But again, by all indications of what we're seeing, what's going on, that hasn't happened yet. And again, people need to, and I've said this to everyone I've talked to about it. I've said it on the air, said it privately to elected officials. You know, people keep wanting to talk about the 2022 election, and that is an important election. There's no question. And they keep saying people need to come out and vote. And I agree. But I say this to you because in the hopes you can carry this back to the caucus. Don't tell them I said it because I know it doesn't carry a lot of weight with the leadership in the caucus. But I'm telling you this the most sincere way I can. They're looking at this backwards. They keep saying, well, we've got to tell people to get out and vote. They can't be apathetic. They can't just throw their hands up and quit. That's not going to solve anything. And telling people to focus on the future and not behind us isn't going to solve anything. If people want a large turnout of conservative voters and Republican voters, and for that matter, independent and some libertarian voters in 2022, it's a very simple prescription. We have to have a full, complete cyber forensic audit that is transparent and that gets to the bottom of it, whatever that may be, whatever those answers are, but that it's done thoroughly enough, transparently enough, that the voting base can look and say, okay, they did everything they were supposed to. They crossed the T's, they dotted the I's, here's the result. Now we know, and we can go forward and know that our vote is going to matter. Anything short of that, people aren't going to be motivated to go out and vote.
Well, Joe, I would say it's not about looking forward or backward. We need to do both. We have to be looking both forward and backward. And the way I look at this is I keep telling myself, Dave, you need to be a bulldog. And
yes.
A bulldog just keeps plowing forward. You can't slow them down. You can't stop them. You just keep pushing forward. And we need to keep pushing forward on this. You know, we're going to find things around every corner, around every curve. We're going to find something, and we need to keep pushing on it. I've told people many times, they said, you know, don't ever think this is over. This is never over. My dad used to say that crooks know more ways to screw you than you know ways to protect yourself. And I remembered that every day, and I thought, the Democrats who would steal an election we'll never stop trying to steal elections. We just have to keep getting in their way. We need to keep slowing them down, and we need to just keep fighting them at every turn. And they'll never quit.
Well, you're right, they'll never quit.
We can never quit.
I agree completely, but as a bulldog, I'd say maybe bite them a couple times too, so they stop trying to break into your house. You know, I mean, to take the analogy all the way, I keep saying we need bare knuckle brawlers that are willing to fight to get to the answer. If we do this, if we do a full forensic cyber audit, it's transparent, it's thorough, it goes through all the things it needs to, and at the end of the day, the vote count doesn't change significantly, and Joe Biden still won the state of Wisconsin. That's not something we want to hear, but if it's the fact, it's the fact. Then we can go forward to fight to win another election. But based
on, we have to look no further than your own county. County is, I think, one of the places where we have to really expend the resources and investigate thoroughly. I mean, that's the place I want to get into the most is Brown County.
Well, and again, there's a lot of smoke, so I tend to think that when there's this much smoke, there'll be fire. And if we do find, by the way, in a full forensic cyber audit, it is discovered that illegalities took place, fraud took place, whatever it might be, whoever is the guilty party should pay to the full extent of the law. We see this at writ large nationally right now with General Miley Cyrus, that, you know, he's out there arguably acting in treasonous ways. And if you watch closely to the coverage, I mean, there's a lot of hemming and hawing and outrage, but at this point, looks like the guy's going to walk. There's not going to be any repercussion whatsoever. That's terrible. And you want to talk about what depresses voters, what keeps people home on election day, when they feel like they don't have their country any longer, that's the case. And if we discover that there's, you know, Paul Ryan, well, there's always a little bit of fraud. I'm not okay with a little bit of fraud. If there's people that are acting in fraudulent ways, that are circumventing the law, they need to be held accountable and prosecuted, because that's what's going to give people a sense that there is integrity and that the rule of law is still in place.
I agree with you completely about that. And that I've said that before, is that somebody needs to pay. If nobody pays, then the deterrent is gone.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like the welfare state, right? If no one pays, there's nothing to it. So, well, Dave Murphy, I appreciate it. Go to IrishFestFoxCities.com to learn more. It starts tomorrow. You can arrive at 4. Gates open at 5. It is not canceled. It's actually happening. Imagine that. There's going to be an outdoor festival with music and food and laughter and good times. You can be a part of it. I appreciate all you're doing, State Representative Dave Murphy, for making sure this happened.
Thanks, Joe.
And
Let's have a fight together.
Well, you know what? If I can get out of my event on time, we'll find a way to do that. So I appreciate it, sir. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. So thank you, Dave Murphy, for that call and the update. And look, you know, again, it's that old thing. If we don't like the way the wind is blowing, we have to be the wind. Now, you hear somebody on the campaign elections committee that's willing and wanting to fight, and we need to encourage them to do that. We need to, you know, that positive reinforcement for those that are willing to, those that are not willing to. Those that are in the state assembly that are awfully quiet, not saying anything, call them too. But mostly we need to focus on that impediment, which is the speaker, Robin effing Voss, which, again, to clarify for those hearing it for the first time, effeminate. That's what the effing is. I don't know why. So there seemed to be some confusion the first time I said it and they misunderstood. I'm not sure what they thought, but it just meant effeminate. So I just want to make sure people understand. But really, don't let a day go by that you don't call his office and say, when are we going to get that full forensic cyber audit? And based on what we're seeing, what's been happening so far, it's a bit of a joke. The Gableman side of things, I mean, first there's the email. Now there's apparently some connection of the email was written by somebody that, you know, and again, it's not even that there's anything wrong with it, but it had something to do with the Trump campaign. But it's sloppy. And that we can't do sloppy. And we don't have the time. We don't have the ability. You worry about the mainstream media. Well, yeah, go out, pants around your ankles and guns pulled. Then you're going to get mocked and made fun of. And you're going to fail. And what I keep seeing coming out of this Gableman investigation worries me. It doesn't seem to be as thorough as it should be. It is not a full forensic cyber audit, period. If they don't look into the machines, it's not a cyber audit. It's just not. Where's the independent company that they're going to bring in to do it? These are all important questions. And you know what we get? Crickets from Robin Voss. And that just can't be allowed to stand. So anyway, there you go. Going to move on. 888-455-1360. Going to go to our first call. Bill in Pickerel. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Joe. I want to bring up two points. The first one is something you had talked about earlier about that so-called first lady, and I don't think she's a first lady because she's fraudulent, but anyway, so-called doctor that she is. You know what? That explains how her son gets a hold of cocaine. She probably prescribes it to him.
Oh, no. She's a PhD. That's why I make fun of the fact that she very much exercises how much she is a doctor. And that's fine. PhDs are doctors, but I think it's done to, frankly, be misleading. I think they want to give you the impression that she has a medical background when she did. Matter of fact, she didn't get her PhD to like 10 years ago or so? I mean, she long into her career, which again, good for her. She went back, got her PhD. Wonderful. But the branding on it is done on purpose. Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the main point I wanted to bring up was that election we just had over there in California. And again, fraudulent voting is still obviously alive and well in America. And as far as I'm concerned, I know that David Murphy was trying to be more positive about stuff. But, you know, if this keeps going on, we're never going to win another election in this country. The Democrats know how to steal an election. They did it last year with the president. They've done it with the two U.S. senators in Georgia. And Georgia's supposed to be a red state, but how do they got these two lefties in there? Real simple, fraud. Every time there's going to be an election, a Republican versus a Democrat, the Democrat's going to win every time. The way I see it, they know how to do it. They're going to do it every time. And the Republicans might as just pack up their bags and leave town, because I do not think we're going to win any more elections in this country.
Well, Bill, I appreciate where you're coming from and the frustration. There's a couple things there I want to address. First of all, on the California thing, we need to see. I mean, again, I know there were some reports of people that showed up and they were told they already voted and so forth. And again, let's get to the bottom of it. Let's see what happened if it was there. trying to win California at this stage. Now, man, this was the state that Ronald Reagan was governor of at one time, but I'm pretty sure he was the last conservative governor. I'll put it that way. I mean, there's been some Republicans since that. The chance that they were going to flip it in the recall, that was a big boulder to push up the side of the mountain with all things going on. So I'm not overly shocked at the outcome. They only had, 1.5 million people that signed? Well, they may have more than that, but they stopped counting at 1.5 million because that's what they needed to be able to issue the recall. My point being, there's 22 million voters in California. So even if 3 or 4 million people favored the recall, that's enough to trigger it. But 4 million isn't going to carry the vote if you have a large turnout. So, so that's kind of the number one thing. In terms of the winning any more elections, that's where at this stage, I have not become that fatalist. I am an optimist by trade. That is my mindset. And I don't take lightly anything that's been going on. But I go back to the fact that this is why we have a constitution. We have a means to rein these things in. We just need to exercise those means. And we do need to know what went on in 2020 so that 2022 has meaning.